This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Glad to see we will never live down describing Nick Lidstrom's injury. 4 o'clock, great to have you. If you want the hottest story and the most upsetting story in college football, we opened with that, got into Pistons talk in the 3 o'clock Odyssey.com rewind right now. Who said it? Okay, Kenny Cott replacing David, who ate way too much food for lunch and turned into Cody Bellinger yesterday. He's not here today.
All right, you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Number one.
6A to 6P?
6A to 6 to 8P.
Ooh, oh, okay. A little Wojo action.
I don't. This, David sent me this email, so I'm just going to all encapsulate.
Probably from the toilet.
That's correct. Number one, he's gone. Like, he's gone. Not right now, but I would be shocked if they re-signed Tarek Skubal.
He's gone.
Wow.
One more time, Kenny.
I will tell you my initial thought and then read it for Rico. It's probably because last segment I was making fun of him. He's still stuck in my head. That feels like James Costa.
Read
but
it
carry
for
on. One more time. He's gone. Like, he's gone. Not right now, but I would be shocked if they re-signed Tarek Skubal.
Sounds Jeff Rieger.
I was about to say
that is Rieger. Costa's so positive right now.
Over the top. He's gone. He's gone.
Jesus. All right, if I change this pick and it's Costa.
No.
Yeah, keep
it,
your
no,
pick.
No, keep it at Costa.
No, because you guys seem so confident, and I respect both of you.
It's only because he's been spewing this for, like, what, 7 months now?
Yeah. And I just hear it in Rieger's way. He's gone.
How confident are you?
8 out of 10. It's pretty confident.
Put a 20 on it?
No.
Put a 10 on it?
I'll put a 5 on it.
I'll split it with you. I'll put the other 5.
All right, he'll put the other 5.
Will Abe Lincoln?
Yeah.
All right, so now, no, my whole point is if you're right, I owe you nothing. If you're wrong, you owe me.
Not really sure how that works.
It works.
We'll play
I designed it. It's my bet.
We'll
all
play
right,
it.
Kenny, who said it?
For either Abe Lincoln or nothing.
He's been spewing it, dude.
Yeah. Nice job.
Anybody that would hear him out, he would tell him.
Yeah, but, okay, I've heard enough
He's
of him.
He's still going.
Yeah, actually, Jeff just keeps talking and we just pot him down. All right, next.
All right, next one here. The ultimate test is going to be, are you willing to go out and have your program foot the bill to compete and with everybody else?
Oh, so that screams NIL. Mm-hmm. And doesn't that scream the topic from the morning show? Who's further along after Dusty May went out and signed, like, everybody in the portal?
Oh, when Costa was on his high horse.
Can you say it one more time, Dave?
When is he Kenny? Not on his high horse?
It wasn't yesterday when Western won.
The ultimate test is going to be, are you willing to go out and have your program foot the bill to compete with everybody else?
I'm going to go with you, Evan. You're right. Costa was on one that morning.
Yeah, I'm going to say Costa as well.
No thought to Tecumseh? That's at least 38.6% of the airtime.
There's thought to it, but I'm going to say.
But Costa was on one that morning.
I'm going to trust you then.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust you.
I think that here's your Jimmy Costa.
All right, I'll go cookies. Shut up, you.
Mike.
Nice job.
I
normally don't interfere with other people's shows. I had to send them a text and say, hey, power this down a little bit.
Mr. Authoritative.
I really don't like bothering people. I was like, Cookie, seriously, pump the brakes.
Kenneth Cott.
Next one. You're not going to know what he looks like against certain pitchers unless you actually play him against certain pitchers.
So they got to be talking Carp, right?
It sounds it.
Lefty on lefty.
I think I said that.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. We sound like the Rico drop.
Or there's a really good meal in front of us. Ooh.
Ooh.
God, are we going to say Rico?
It could be because we had the debate on this show. And I just used the term, like, you just keep playing them against lefties and you find
see
out
what you got, right?
But maybe Rico kind of got a little more granular with it.
Yeah, you're going to find
plus,
out.
Plus, he thinks it's him. He's scared it's him.
I'm going Rico Beard.
I'm
going
to go Rico Beard.
It's me?
Rico Beard?
Now you sound like me.
Question mark? That's not legal. You're running the game.
I didn't do it.
And is Kenny just reading it off the sheet again and playing us for a fool?
Yeah.
God.
I just said it, and then I just played me just saying it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a scam. All right.
You are never supposed to. You know what? Forget it. David sent it to you from a toilet. I can't be mad at you. Go ahead. Next.
I don't feel bad for players anymore because guess what? You know what crying makes me think? That he was gone. Wait. That he knew he was gone. I'm sorry.
They're probably talking Trey Holland and sitting there.
One more time.
I don't feel bad for players anymore because you know what? You what?
Hey, Dexter Manley, try it again.
Okay. I don't feel bad for players anymore because guess what? You know what crying makes me think? That he knew he was gone.
That's Holloman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that screams Tecumseh to me. Getting all pissed off over nothing.
No, I mean,
when he doesn't even root for the team.
That? I've said a lot. I couldn't.
But why would you have said it this week?
I don't think I said it this week. Right after it happened, I'm going, are you kidding me? The guy kissed the logo and then you bailed. Get what, the
last
hell out.
Week?
Right.
Yeah, so that's why I was thinking it was within that same conversation.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to say Tecumseh.
Maybe,
double T.
You know what?
Because it's not John. John's not going to say that about a player.
I'm going to go with John.
Okay.
I'm going to go with John because he was crying. He knew he was gone.
Feels it could be Cookies.
Oh, double down.
Double smarm.
Well, we got the morning show covered. Yeah. Nobody
except
took
for
Heather.
Greg.
Or Heather.
Or Heather. But
yeah, but
it wasn't Heather.
No. What do you want to do?
I'm going Tecumseh.
I'll go Tommy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Jansen.
It's Kenny, who said it?
Oh, was that me?
Jenkins.
I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Wow. What day was that, Kenny?
Again, I don't know. This is all David's toilet work.
Yeah, well, Dave. Well,
David. Wow.
I didn't even talk on the show earlier this week. Other
what
than
the hell
segments.
Is happening?
I'm glad I got my first two. David ain't messing around.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
All right, next.
Touche.
We've already seen one guy on the roster because of injury, and he's taking advantage. That's Spencer Torkelson. If they don't have that Veerling injury, they don't have that Parker Meadows injury, he might not be on the roster.
Oof. Gator.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, Paul Sarah.
No. It's Kenny talking like Kenny. I mean, look, part of the problem I have when we get in the late stages of who said it is I start thinking about who hasn't been used,
mm-hmm.
but that's just a mind bleep.
Yeah, you know? That
because
means
then
nothing.
You end up, you know, where it's not Kenny, David in the porta potty could end up just doubling down on the same host. But we haven't had a midday.
Not at all.
We haven't had Gator or Doug. Now, the question is, can you read it one more time? That feels very Doug-ish because it's very analytical, very pragmatic, and very respectful.
It was.
We've already seen one guy on the roster because of injury, and he's taking advantage. That's Spencer Torkelson. If they don't have the Veerling injury, they don't have the Parker Meadows injury, he might not be on the roster.
That does sound Doug-ish now that I...
But it does, but Gator's got a boner for Torque.
He does. But I think Gator was more like he earned his spot than
all
just
right.
fell into a spot.
I'll go Karsh. Kenny, who said it? I hate everything. Just take his batteries out. You're done.
It's basically the same, right?
God.
You're right.
No,
they were saying broadcast partners.
I once again went to a show where there's no audio yet, and I tricked myself. And then David, from the toilet, reverse it or reverse psychology, goes right back to the mornings.
Stoney also was in this week. I'm surprised that he didn't put any Stoney on that.
Well, how do you put stuttering on Who Said It? How do you get a guy trailing off and saying some overly sexualized comment into Who Said It? Eleanor Roosevelt. Like, you can't put that in Who Said It.
It's going to happen one day, Mike. You're right.
Is that all of them?
That is all of Who Said It.
I think we did pretty good to start.
Yeah, we tapered off, I'll tell you. Bad. We got tired down the stretch. That did not work well. That is Who Said It.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, before we get to, I want to talk a little Masters. There was what I deemed to be a partially insane take on an earlier show, and I just want to know, maybe if it's not insane, maybe you guys agree with it. We're going to get to that in a minute, but Kenny, I want to check in on Ticket Text if we can, just coming out of a couple of segments of some fun and Who Said It? My God, brutal. Ticket Text first. Go ahead.
I didn't realize the Masters was so snobby even to the broadcasters. That's from Bill.
I mean, you can't say the back nine. Like,
it's the second nine to you.
When you said this, I'm thinking like offensive things. Like that, none of that's offensive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Rat Bastard is banned on the list. Go ahead.
I've never even heard it being called the second nine. That's from John.
They probably just avoid it altogether. Next collection of challenges.
He's at the 15th.
Yeah, honestly, that's what they say a lot.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
With vocabulary like that, I'm surprised it's so cheap to eat there. That's from John.
Again, with the question mark reading. I'm fascinated.
I thought he did that on purpose.
No, he's reading these, but this is why I call him Question Mark Kenny. He's making statements as questions. It's fascinating.
We have more Pistons feedback. Detroit at the Garden. I'll be watching that. Very little interest in an Indiana series. That's from Dave.
But no, that's what we all want, right? Whether it's LCA or whether it's Madison Square Garden, you're getting two elite venues. And I don't care what anybody says. You can slander it, knock it. When you're playing in a place like New York as a Detroit team, it matters more. There's more passion. There's more angst. There's more hatred. And you just threw a lob with 5 seconds to go against them. So you know what? Sign me up for that.
See, I won in Indiana, but I didn't even think about the point of playing on the big stage. So it's valid. I still think
Rico's got the Pistons and Pacers shot on Paramount Plus. You know they'll disrespect the Pistons if they're not playing the Knicks.
Or either that, it'll play on Friday night.
Right. I want that Sunday afternoon, the Hubie Brown time slot.
Big Ten Network Friday night.
Yeah, USC Rutgers, 11 p.m.
You know what?
Big Ten Saturday night. All right, go ahead, Kenny, and then we'll get to the next thing.
Love the Pistons and the Knicks. I believe they can beat the Knicks. I also laughed when Barkley said Auburn Hills, too, LOL.
Yeah, it's the level of coverage. Look, and I'm fine. I'm fine with most of it. I know it's an entertainment product. I understand we're not tuning in for, player efficiency ratings. Inside the NBA is an entertainment show. But for the love of all that's holy, you only cover basketball. You're not burdened with covering any other sports. You work, two nights a week. Would it kill you to be remotely learned on the best turnaround in the league this year, to where we know the city they play in? Wait for it. We know the head coach. Wait for it. Or in the case of Stephen A. Smith, You don't call him Will Cunningham. Like, how? It's not like I'm asking for a breakdown of Old Dominion football and you couldn't name all 11 returning starters. It is the NBA. You have writers. You have a staff of people handing you papers. Look at paper.
Right.
Read name.
Like Stephen A., I'm thinking, okay, maybe he just fat-fingered and called him Wade Cunningham. So I'm waiting. Okay, he's going to take that down and repost it. Nope. It's going to stay there. He's Wade. I called him Wade.
He's busy running for president.
I'm Stephen A.
All right, let's get to the next
thing. I'm here for you. Yeah. Vote for me.
Yeah, dude. If that happens, we have arrived at idiocracy.
I'm not making fun of it, Mike, because it probably will.
Okay, then. Fantastic. Or not. Let's get to the next thing, because I want to ask a question. Once again, it's not an attack. It is a question. I thought something that a host earlier said was odd, and it bordered on insane. But maybe people agree. And if they agree, it means it's probably not insane. Did you catch Gator on the Masters?
I think I did. I think I know where you're going with this.
Gator, a pretty friendly guy. Doesn't really die on many hills, but he
has a list.
He chose a strain. Well, yeah, this hill is right up there with him not liking March Madness. I don't know why you're dying on this particular hill on this sunny day. He talked about he's hate watching the Masters.
Yeah.
And it's not for the reason you think. It's not like Gator has an anti-establishment mindset or I don't like this rich event or F golf. No. He's hate watching the Live Tour golfers, because in his mind, they left the PGA, so they don't get to say they're the best in the world anymore. Well, okay, first of all, this whole Live thing, very simple. Hi, would you like $100 million to play golf over here? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Like, DeChambeau, okay? That guy only plays in like 4 or 5 qualifying events a year, and he's still ranked in the top 20. That's how good he is. No, he is one of the best in the world, and he might win this event. I think he's in second right now. Is the Live thing still a thing to the golf fan? That when you're watching the Masters, and I admit I am not hip to the entire roster of Live golfers, but we go back to when we were all calling Rory McIlroy a whiny little bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys were offered insane money. It's no different than the soccer stars who are being recruited through the Saudi wealth fund to go play ball over there. You're offered a nutty amount of money. Nutty. You take it. If you got offered $10 million to do radio for the People's Republic of North Korea, you'd be gone. Okay? What would you say? Is Rico a communist all of a sudden? No, Rico's a capitalist. Mm-hmm. He wants his money. Right. Now, I don't know what your show would be about. We'll leave that alone.
We'll figure it out. Whatever they say it is.
Don't do that.
You sound like a lot of the Wolverine media.
Right.
The point I make is if you are the golf elite on a Friday afternoon where you know your weekend is going to be all Masters, could we hear from you? This Gator Live opinion thing, do you still have animus towards the Live players? Do you watch the Masters and root against said players? I don't understand that. I don't.
I don't get it either.
And I don't think leaving the PGA means they're not the best in the world anymore.
Well, he basically said he stripped the label away and said, you walked away. I need you to lose. I need you just to you're second rate. I'm with you. I'm like, man, they got offered a lot of money and they're still good. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But yeah, he said he's hate watching all of them.
Does anyone side with Gator on it? And if you do, once again, I don't want you to feel vilified. You're not crazy. I don't know anyone who watches the sport that way. I think the Live thing, that controversy, I view it as a time capsule. Now, if I've missed where it is a raging debate, where this is something that has been a part of the discourse for years now, I just haven't seen it, read it, felt it. But I'm happy to talk to you about it. But watching the Masters, I don't care what tour you play on. And some of these guys like Bryson, he plays 4 qualifying events a year. He's that good that he earns enough points to be maintained in the top 20. Think about that. All the events you could play to earn qualifying points, all the events in the world ranking, he plays four.
Right.
I just feel like when you're at the Masters, I don't care if you're a blue space alien. It's the Masters.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best, Mike. It's like if a horse makes it to the Derby, you're a pretty good horse. Don't care where you came from. Same with the Masters. You made it there. You're not second rate.
248-539-9797. Kenny, your opinion, but also ticket texters. I would love to hear from people on it. I was listening, and I was like a dog when you hear a weird sound. My head was tilting, and I'm like, Scott, what? Because he doesn't have, like, angry opinions, and he was, like, getting angry about this. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, I don't get the animus towards it. I mean, I understand there's a political side of it and all this stuff, but as a fan of sports, I feel like guys are always, and you see it with college athletes too, right? Guys are always going to try to find the biggest bag they can, and that's exactly what happened there. I don't have any – it isn't stopping me from watching the Masters, and it's not making me root any harder for anyone or any less.
I just would love to know what people would turn down the money they were offered by Liv in their given line of work. Like, what are we talking about? Because if you go back contractually to the money that was being paid out, it was absurd. It doesn't even do it justice. I mean, to make $100 million on tour, I don't get it. But again, if this is your thing, I respect your opinion. I'd love to hear it. We'll get to the people next. I'm happy to go down this path. I was just shocked.
Yeah, I was too. I was like, wow, they made the list.
All right, straight to the people. We are asking a question about the Masters. It was a topic on the middays, and it was just simple. Gator hates these Liv players, and he hate watches this, and I'm like, I didn't realize that was still a thing. Like, a lot of these guys, I mean, Koepka only plays majors. DeChambeau only plays several events, and he's still ranked in the top 20. Might win this damn thing. I don't care. Just show me 10, 12 guys within one shot of each other, and let's have a Sunday.
You know, I almost feel like we need Evan back in here. Am I oversimplifying, Mike? Is this kind of like the Liv players, like they went into the portal and they went to Liv, and now you hate them because they don't play for your team anymore, because they don't play for the PGA?
Allegedly.
That's what it feels like.
I'm asking if that's people's take. We'll go to Jonathan, 97.1. Jonathan, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mike, Rico, how you guys doing?
Hey, good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I just want to bring up, so, yeah, Gator's nuts for having this kind of idea. So, like you said, if that money's thrown in your face, you're taking it. And what we're going to really see is when the PGA and Liv are going to join together, it's going to happen. The real guys who look stupid are your Rorys, your Schefflers, your Hidekis for leaving hundreds of millions of dollars on the deck. I mean, they're still going to compete in majors, which in reality, that's all the big-time golfers care about. They probably regret having to play in all the lower tournaments every weekend. And then these guys go ahead and get their bag, walk away, get to play in the majors, solidify their legacy, and still get to continue on with their careers and not have to worry about it and got generational wealth for them.
Right, and all these guys who have the exemptions, they know they can come back whenever they want. But here's my question, Jonathan, and forgive my ignorance. What is the horizon or timeline? You said, hey, they're eventually going to merge. You know, when do you see that happening?
I mean, I don't want to get too much into politics, but I know Trump's been big on bringing it in, and he wants to see them join together and have all the best players playing all at the same time. Like Scotty last year, one of the best years of all time, but it's kind of has a, you know, apostrophe next to it because, you know, Bryson wasn't playing, John Rahm wasn't playing. If I had a guess, I don't think it happens this year, obviously, but I think the year after, the year after that, you're actually looking at something. I mean, look, these are four-year contracts.
Jonathan, I don't think there's anything political about what you said. The president of the United States wants these two things to merge. It's not politics. That's not geopolitical. That's not tariffs. You know what I mean? That's not Doge. Those are political issues. This is golf. So you're good, bud. Like, we can't get to a point where we're scared to just say what's really happening. Like, if you have one of the most powerful men on the face of the earth saying, I would like this to happen, that matters. Okay. That's different than Jonathan, Mike, and Rico saying, golly gee, we'd really be pumped.
248-539-9797. What's your 401k? No.
Right, it's a little bit different.
Mike, one more thing I want to chip in. I want to shout you and Evan out on Cash the Ticket. I took some advice. Took Morikawa, Bryson, and Rory to finish top 10. And then I also sprinkled in another top 10 for Ludwig Aberg. So if he can get his stuff together, yeah, too, we're looking at a decent payout. So,
yeah, Jonathan, listen,
you guys on that.
Appreciate it, buddy, and thank you for supporting it. Like, those exactas are fun, man, especially for a non-golf human like myself. Oh, no. We got to do it. We got to do it.
Let's do it.
We got to bring in Notre Dame Rob. He's back. It's a rare off-season call from Rob, and we appreciate it. Hello, Rob.
Birthday weekend. It's birthday weekend for me.
Okay.
Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, buddy. Yeah. So what's going on?
Yeah, thank you both. I'm kind of the polar opposite of that last guy that called. I think that if these guys could do it over again, you know, the Koepkas, the DeChambeaus, the Johnsons, the Rahms, I think they've even hinted at once their contract's up, they'll be coming back. I'm not one of those guys that's going to stand on that hill like Gator and say, oh, yeah, screw all those guys. You know, like, they're all great golfers. But I genuinely think golf is a gentleman's game. It's all about history. I think that if those guys could do it over again, Rory, like all these guys, make so much money as it is. Obviously, you know, Phil and DJ and Rom got crazy money. I just think that if they could do it all over again, guys, like, they miss the prestige. They miss being around this environment. They don't like going to ho-dunk courses and, you know, a couple thousand people show up. Like, these guys want to play in big events. These guys want their names and history, and they're not getting that on Liv. So
no, they got, they traded that.
Coming back.
They traded it for money, period.
100%. Yeah. And I genuinely think, like, the Koepkas and DeChambeaus, I think that it's, I mean, I think when they do come back, they'll say, yeah, we wish we never would have left. Like, these guys play golf with all these PGA guys all the time. They're best friends. I'm sure they miss it. You know, I'm sure their families don't like going to Saudi Arabia and Europe, you know, every weekend. You know,
right, but the whole point is I don't feel bad for them, but it also doesn't impact my ability to enjoy this weekend. It's not like they're wearing stickers that says Live or PGA. You just play. I just want to see good golf.
Yeah. I completely agree. I don't. It's not halting my Bryson DeChambeau wins. It's not the end of the world. I mean, I would like to see him win. I think guys like that are important for the game. But yeah, I would love to see them come back as well. But this weekend, Mike, like I know you've kind of hit on it. It's just an amazing, like, the topography, the you know, the undulation, the flower, just everything about that course and the prestige of it. Like, you guys did that segment about Augusta National.
Yeah.
It's just, it's at a different level. And for golfers or just sports fans or sports patrons nationwide, like, it's just a great weekend, and you don't have to be a golf fan.
No, and that's why it's awesome. And that, and again, Rob, the whole genesis of it was just, I couldn't believe how passionate Gator was about it, where it's like, oh, I hate watching these guys. And I'm like, what? I mean, this isn't Alabama Auburn. They're all in the same field. Right. It's the Masters. I mean, who cares?
I guess he just doesn't want to see a Live guy win the Masters.
How does that affect anything?
It affects him.
Okay, well, enjoy. Go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, bud?
Jay? Or not.
Okay, good talk, Jay. Kenny, a couple of ticket texts, and we will move on. And I do want to finish the week out with a Tiger topic, because I think we could solve a major issue. And it's very simple to do, and we'll do it in literally 20 minutes.
Are we solving the world's problems?
I think I'm solving this one.
You're going to pull a Rieger and Wojo?
Yeah, I think this one is actually infinitely solvable.
Okay.
And it involves the Tigers and fans being able to enjoy things more. I'll explain. Kenny, go ahead.
Guys, Liv won't be around in two more years. I looked at the TV ratings. They can't beat women's basketball or pickleball or cornhole.
Right, which is fine, because guess what? The check still clears. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
I agree 100% with Gator. Not root against those Saudi traders.
Okay, well, then you're kind of rooting against our own country. We do business with the Saudis. You don't have to like their politics, but to act like anyone's hands are clean, you're Michael Landon, Little House on the Prairie. Who's clean in all of this?
Nobody.
Who's clean anywhere?
Nobody.
No one's clean. There's today's deal. The whole world is a dirty diaper. Now, it just depends how much damage you did. Is it just a standard dirty diaper, or did you have a breach of the structural integrity of the diaper where the kid has to be thrown into a bathtub?
I was going to say, all hands are dirty. Is it dusty, or are they muddy? But
perfect. Way to, you know what? You said it better than me. No, I just laugh at stuff like that, acting like there's a virtuous side in any of it.
I would never say no to the money. I agree with Mike. And
Question mark?
And the last one here on that, Kenny, I'm Tony Gonzalez?
Question mark? 248-539-9797. We will get to a blitz, and I want to do a fan-based Tiger topic. We'll do a top of the hour.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.